Hello friends, welcome to Sahil Sharma Podcasts, where you get the all informational stuff related to your life problems. Today we are going to discuss about the importance of forgiveness in our life. Forgiving people is a good quality, but forgiving yourself when you hurt someone is also important. It gives peace of mind and happiness. Everyone wants to live a happy and prosperous life. But they don't know how to live a happy life. They struggle to fulfill their requirements. They think happiness comes from the outer world. It is not the truth. We, humans, are the source of eternal bliss, so why to look outside? We get entangled with negative things and ruin our harmony. We give arguments and blame others for our sad life. We start hating them. The feeling of hate is not good for a peaceful mind. It will make you sadder, and also you will develop feelings of hate for yourself also. You are the master of your life. What your life will serve you depends on what you feed your minds. Stay away from negative people and thoughts. Forget and forgive people who cause bad for you and move forward. We are not machines that don't do mistakes. We are human beings. We do experiments on a daily basis in our life. Sometimes we got fail and sometimes we succeed in it. This is an ongoing process that is not going to stop until death. Due to our experiments or work, sometimes we hurt others unintentionally and others also hurt us sometimes mistakenly. Doing mistakes is not a bad thing if you learn from them and improve for further progress. No one is perfect here. Humans have created the machine, so we are the masters. Machines do not have feelings. They work programmatically, but we work with our mind. Our mind is the master of our life. If you can control the mind, your life will become joyful, else it will make your life miserable. Practice focusing your mind on positivity around yourself. We got angry on ourselves sometimes when we have done something undesirable. We regret ourselves and feel sad. But regret and sadness are of no value. Instead, you can improve yourself for the future. The feeling of regret comes when we really understand the effect of loss. We live in a society of different types of people. Every person is unique in their life. We can't imitate the other, we have our own qualities and uniqueness. To live with different types of people, you have to acquire some qualities to live a happy and prosperous life. Firstly, for knowing other people and to understand the world, start from knowing yourself. Once you get to know all about your qualities, weaknesses, strengths, etc., then it will become an easy task. Become honest with your thoughts and feelings. Start loving yourself and never be harsh with yourself. If you have done something wrong or you have hurt someone mistakenly, it is good to forgive yourself. So today we are going to discuss some practical and most effective ways to forgive yourself when you hurt someone. Most effective tips on how to forgive yourself for hurting someone you love. These tips help you overcome the feeling of regret and helps forgive yourself for hurting someone. Let's discuss them in detail. Feel sorry. The simplest way to free your mind from the guilt of hurting someone is to say sorry. When you accept your mistake and feel sorry for that, your mind will not feel that heaviness of guilt. When you accept the mistake and feel sorry for that, there is more chances that people will forgive you and you also get free from the guilty feeling. But the first step is to say sorry to the person whom you have hurt. Accept the punishment. Punishment is not a sign of people disliking you. Rather, it is the sign that people want to correct you. Some people may punish you in the feeling of arrogance, but not everyone. For example, teachers punish their students to correct them, not for their personal threat, but for the benefit of students. Knowing the reason why are you getting punishment is important for us. If you accept the punishment, you will feel that you've get the result of your mistake. Balance the loss. Sometimes we make a loss to other people for that we feel guiltiness and regret ourselves. The feeling of regret is natural, but keeping that for a long time will impact your mental peace. If you are able to help them overcome their loss, do that. This will help you forgive yourself for hurting someone. And also the person will be pleased with your deed. Correct your mistake. We often do mistakes in life and correct them and grow ourselves. Learning from mistakes is the best way to improve yourself. To err is human and to forgive is divine. But doing the same mistake repeatedly is foolishness. Correct your mistake and move further. Learning is a lifetime process. When you stop learning new things, your declination starts. Our life is full of new experiences from childhood to adolescence and until death. Be calm. When we hurt someone for whom we have a great affection in our heart, we regret it a lot. He may not as sad as we think by hurting them. The mistake we have made has not hurt as much as we think. In that situation, keep your mind calm and you will be relaxed by knowing the reality. The person will be happy by your affection for him/her. Give yourself some time. Time is the best cure for every wound, the best process to heal your mental emotions. We adapt to physical change faster than emotional change. To change our mindset, we have to give some time to our brain. Put your mind in some different work, stay positive, and give some time, you'll get free from the guilty feeling and forgive yourself. Talk with friends. If you feel that you have hurt someone mistakenly and don't even said sorry, it will disturb you. This feeling will make you distressed and disturbed. To avoid this feeling, talk with your friends about your mistake. It will cause your heart to feel free and after some time you'll feel normal. Whenever you meet the person whom you have hurt, say sorry. They will feel happy for you and your relationship with them will become stronger. Meditation. It is strange to add this point here. You may think how meditation can help you forgive yourself when you hurt someone. People do meditation to make their mind peaceful, relaxed, and focused. Whenever you get disturbed in your life, it imbalances your mind. As medicine helps in recovering physical wounds and diseases, similarly, meditation helps keep your mind relaxed, distress-free and avoid negative thoughts to enter your mind. Reason of hurting. Knowing the reason for hurting others helps you overcome the feeling of regret. If you've hurt him/her for their benefit, it is not a bad thing. Sooner or later they will know the reality and will be thankful to you. In such circumstances, not feel sad, rather forgive yourself because you've done something great for them. When they will become thankful to you, you will be also happy. Understand yourself. You are the unique creature on the earth. You are perfect in the way you are, only thing you not know is your own self. If you know yourself and can control yourself, you are never going to feel sad. And also you can't hurt others. Practice exploring yourself, you will come to know about some interesting things about yourself that can make you success. Control your emotion. The human mind is full of positive, negative, and neutral emotions. Emotions play a vital role in making our life happy and sad. People are living a stressful life because they are emotionally weak and get sad with little things. If you can't control your emotions, your emotion will get control over your mind and will lead you. Practice regulating your emotions. Don't allow any negative thought affects your emotions. Take it easy. Not take this point negatively because hurting someone is not good at all. But living with the feeling of regret is also very dangerous. It will make your life miserable. At every step in life we have to ready for new challenges and tasks, we can't stop at any step. If you've hurt someone, don't make it get heavy on your mind and you get depressed in our life, stop at any step. No, any problem should be bigger than our abilities. No one is perfect. Everyone is a master of their life and everyone has their own qualities and uniqueness. But no one is perfect, you'll become better every time as you experience life. You should not imitate others. Because if you go to copy others, you'll never become like that and also you'll lose your identity. No need to become perfect, you are the best, the way you are. If someone criticizes you for your mistakes or failure, forgive them. Don't repeat. Always strive to improve yourself, learn from your past deeds. Try to not repeat them. Repeating the same mistakes is a sign of foolishness, people will start teasing you. It is easy to forgive yourself, when you do it once, but will become tough when you do it repeatedly. Even the smaller mistakes can give you bigger stress. Do not allow them to over your mind. Forgive yourself for doing mistakes and try to not do it again. Love yourself. We often forgive people whom we love. Doing mistakes is human nature, and forgiving people is God's quality. We are neither devils nor saints, we are humans made of blood and flesh. Live with the feeling of love and affection. Learn to forget and forgive people for a healthy relationship. If you love them, you will forgive them. Also, if you love yourself, you will forgive yourself too. Stay busy. Some mistakes badly affect us, and the feeling of regret makes our life full with misery. We lose our focus in our work and profession. Negative thoughts come often in our minds. To avoid all these mental thoughts, keep yourself always busy. Work on your hobby. This will gradually help you feel good for yourself, and surely you will forgive yourself. Learn from your mistake. Mistakes are good if you take them positively. Every time you do a mistake, you get to know the correction. Mistakes help in showing us our strengths and weaknesses. And also it tracks our progress in life. The more we do mistakes, the more we need improvement. Mistakes can be done by anyone, even someone who is an expert in their field can do a mistake. So never feel sad for your mistakes, instead learn from them and avoid to do that mistake again in the future. Right to forget. Write your thoughts on paper. What comes when you hurt someone? Writing will help you stable your mind from negative thoughts. It is the best process to heal your mind. Remove negative thoughts from your mind by writing them on paper. And feed with positive thoughts and emotions. Keep patience. Keep calm and stay positive always. There is nothing that can happen before its proper time. Look at the present and keep patience. Maybe the person whom you hurt will understand after some time and forgive you and become a friend of you. So you should also forgive yourself. Always take decisions with relaxed mind to be right. Change yourself. Change is the rule of nature. The human body undergoes several changes throughout their life period. Changes teach us to always be on the path of progress, to live happily with the surrounding. No any obstacles is big enough to stop you. If you can't run, then at least walk, but not stop your progress. Change is happening every moment in our lives, with or without our concern. Positive change leads to a happy life, and negative change leads to hellish life. Live in present. People are working day and night to make their future full of happiness. Also, they get sad by past despair and failures. These both are useless thoughts. What matter in life is what you are doing in present. Become happy in present, don't wander in futuristic thoughts and imagination. Having plans for the future is good, but don't waste your time thinking unrealistically. Understand the situation. World is full of envious and jealous people, they never want you to become successful in life. These types of people always try to make you envious and depressed. Never get entangled with such people. They feel jealous of your success, and this feeling will become a punishment for them. In the making of a person's life, surroundings play an important role. If you surround yourself with positive people, you will live a happy life. Don't get affected by what people think of the talk of yourself, forgive them, and step forward. Don't be egoistic. The biggest reason why ego is your enemy is that it keeps you out of touch with reality. Your ego is what prevents you from hearing critical but necessary feedback from others. The feeling of ego is bad for you and also people associates with you. Ego makes you overestimate your own abilities and worth, and underestimate the effort and skill required to achieve your goals. If you don't overcome the feeling of ego, people will leave you and your life will become sad. Remove ego from your mind and develop the feeling of love. Thank you. Give your valuable feedback regarding this podcast. In addition, if you like the podcast, do share with your friends so that they must know the most effective tips to forgive yourself for hurting someone.